The Governance, Personnel, and Ethics Committee met on August 25th. After approving the minutes, which are now on the board's website, we reviewed, first of all, the search process and the recommendation for appointment of Dr. Phyllis Weiss as Vice President and Chancellor of Urbana, and also the procedures involved in the recommendations that are in our agenda today for appointments to the faculty, administrative professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. We then resumed an earlier discussion we had had about a process for a self-evaluation of the board. We reviewed a couple of draft questionnaires for this, and you now have been given a copy of what our committee would propose to use as the Please, over the next week or so, take another look at the questionnaire and give any additional comments you might have either to Michelle or to me, and then she'll put that into a final form. We'll circulate it, we'll all fill it out, and we'll have it back in a form we can discuss at our next meeting in December. We then talked about, this is an ongoing discussion, developing a statement of expectations for trustees. We've been talking about this over the last several months. That draft is almost in a form that we can circulate to the rest of the board, and we'll be getting that out to you within the next several weeks. This is a statement of expectations, or you might also call it a code of conduct, and it's something that we could discuss as part of the December 2nd board meeting. The next thing we did, in light of the fact that a number of these major administrative searches have now been completed, as those were ongoing, we did have questions about the various procedures and processes in place at the campuses. And so it turns out there, the last time this has been reviewed in a comprehensive way was in 1991, and we looked at the report that was generated in 1991 for reviewing the search process. And this is something I think we will continue to take up at future meetings and invite representatives from the faculty senates to come in and discuss that with us. Timing is probably right to do that because it wouldn't be, you know, as a search is ongoing, it would be now that we can take a look and see how we do it. We went into executive session then and discussed university employment and appointment matters, and as it looks right now, our next meeting is scheduled for November 17th.
Pam, in terms of the review of the search process, that's something that you'd be in a position to comment on sometime next year?
Yes, yes.
I see.
Yes.
I think that would be
helpful. As I understand it, and I don't want to give the impression that we've looked at it thoroughly because we're just starting that, but there are different search processes in place at each of the campuses. And we just want to understand what we have today and whether we might be able to have a more unified way of doing this. And also, although this is not in any way a reflection on the outcome of any of our searches, because they've all produced outstanding people around the university, but we want to make sure that wherever, when we're doing it, especially a major administrative search where that person is going to have a lot of contact and relationship building with external constituents of the university, that we get the involvement of the Alumni Association and the foundation in those searches.
I'm sure they'd appreciate that to the degree that we can do it. So, also think all of these searches, you know, given the enormous amount of experience we've had over the last 18 months, that there are probably best practices that are helpful to share, and we don't really have a vehicle to do that. So
that
sounds good. Are there any other questions? Okay. So now we're going to go into the voting. There are two sets of votes that will occur for the two sets of agendas. One is a voice vote agenda with several items. The rest of the items are part of what's called the roll call agenda. We'll do the voice vote agenda first. The items for the voice vote agenda were listed in the materials distributed to the board and posted on our website. Michelle, as secretary, will read the title of all of the items, and after she's read them, we can discuss any open issues, although I understand that most of the agenda items have been reviewed in one of the committee meetings, and you may have also been contacted by President Hogan or a staff member for clarification, and all of you were invited to participate in those pre-board calls. So I hope by now you may have all the information you need, but of course any discussion is welcome, unless it takes really long. After the discussion, we'll vote on the items all at once, and we'll do so as a group. Of course, if anyone wishes to vote uniquely on any one item, it's easily accommodated. Just let Michelle know, and she'll record your vote accordingly. Michelle, will you, as secretary, please read the list of the items on the voice vote agenda?
Yes.
Thank you.
A1, approve minutes of the Board of Trustees meeting. 1, approve resolution for interim vice president, University of Illinois, and interim chancellor, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign, Robert A. Easter. 2, appoint vice president, University of Illinois, and chancellor, University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. 2A, appoint vice president for academic affairs. 2B, appoint vice president for research. 3, appoint dean, College of Applied Health Sciences, Chicago. 4, appoint director, Division of Intercollegiate Athletics, Urbana. 5, appointments to the faculty, administrative, professional staff, and intercollegiate athletic staff. 6, designate Douglas Hall namings in the College of Business Administration at Chicago. 7, reappoint member to the Advisory Board, Division of Specialized Care for Children in Springfield, Chicago campus program. 8, approve revisions to mission statement on graduate medical education, College of Medicine, and University of Illinois Medical Center at Chicago.
Is there a motion to approve these items?
So move.
Second.
There's a second. Is there any discussion? Call the vote then. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Anything unique? Sounds like it carries unanimously. Thank you all. The next session is the roll call agenda, and these are the items that specifically require a roll call vote where we go around the table. We vote individually by trustee, but we will attempt to do this on the entire collective package. Of course, if anyone would like to vote uniquely on any one item, we can arrange for that as well. Michelle, will you please read the items on the roll call agenda?
Yes. Number 9, approve operating budget for fiscal year 2012. 10, approve academic and administrative appointments for contract year 2011-2012. 11, approve requests for new operating and capital appropriations, fiscal year 2013. 12, award construction contract for apartment building housing renovations for the Sunflower, Bluebell, Clover, and Larkspur courts at Springfield. 13, authorize annexation of land by Urbana and Champaign Sanitary District. 14, change order recommendation.
Is there a motion?
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Is there any discussion? Then we'll call for the vote. Maybe, Michelle, would you take us through, and how do you want us to respond, yes to all or whatever is appropriate?
Yes, if you just respond aye or no.
Okay.
Okay. Or not voting, abstain. Ms. Ehrenberg, advisory vote.
Aye.
Mr. Estrada?
Aye.
Ms. Acera?
Aye.
Ms. Holmes?
Aye.
Mr. Kennedy?
Aye.
Dr. Kortz?
Aye.
Mr. McMillan?
Aye.
Mr. Montgomery? Mr. Oliver?
Aye.
Governor Quinn? Ms. Strobel?
Aye.
Mr. Thomas, advisory vote?
Aye.
Mr. Tinkin, advisory vote?
Aye.
Thank you, everyone.
That's great. Thank you. Thank you all. Joyce and Nick, would you be ready now? Okay. I'd like now to invite Professor Joyce Tolliver to give the annual report on the work of the Urbana Senate. Welcome back, Joyce.
Before I tell you about the primary activities of our Senate last year, I thought I would give a little bit of information about the Urbana Senate. The Urbana Senate is different from many other campus senates in some important ways. First of all, we're not called the Faculty Senate. We're called the Academic Senate. This name reflects the fact that 50 of our 258 senators are students. They're elected by the Student Senate. and 8 of our members are non-tenure track academic professionals. The addition of academic professionals to our Senate membership is one of the most significant actions taken by the Senate in the last year, and soon we'll be having our first meeting including this important